Yeah, there's a lot of weapons over there. You know, they have a quarterback that has a great rapport with his receivers. They have great running backs that, you know, have great vision, and they run the ball very hard. And their offensive line is probably the biggest offensive line that we're going to face.
T.O., always a threat.
He is always a threat, and, you know, obviously he's a great talent.
What did you think about the note in his locker? Did you hear about that?
No, I don't have TV at my house, so I don't know anything about that.
Well, in his locker, he said, "Dear media, the original 81, ready to take on the other 81. I'm paraphrasing, and I'll talk to you after Monday night, after Sunday night. Get out the
bubble." Well, then you guys need to be at his locker after the game. I guess you guys got to bring some popcorn, I guess. I heard that. So we don't pay attention to that.
So how bad was Bill's reprimand?
Well, he said he loved me.
He said he loved me?
Yeah, in his own way. So it was fun. I mean, we're looking forward to this game, obviously. You know, it's a game that's going to be publicized with, you know, being 5-0 undefeated. They're coming off a high in their win with, you know, that last second comeback. But for the most part, you know, the team that plays the best on Sunday is going to win.
I know every game, you guys treat every game like a big game, but it seems like so far every game this year has had some sort of added significance. Does it help you guys at all more? Does it sort of
to motivate us?
Well, no, I know you're motivated, but how do you sort of approach that or avoid all the hype?
One game at a time. One day at a time, and you know the hype is there. It definitely is there, and for the right reasons. You know, you have two quality teams that are going to face each other come Sunday, and it's going to be prime time. It's going to be something that you know, you always want to be part of. You know, but without the drama, it's football. You got to go out there and do the same thing that you've been doing, and get to the point where you are now, which is 5-1. Hopefully, it'll work out. Memories of Texas? No, I'm just looking forward to ones that are going to be coming Sunday. That's about it.
After Sunday's game, you talked about the interception, saying, hey, that honor was untapped territory for me. Why is that over your career? Was it you're not in pass coverage as much? Or
I'm not looking back. We're not looking back. It's all about Dallas right now. You know, we're 5-0. We're 5-0, and it's a good start. But obviously we have some work to do, and the season's still young. You know, the season's still young. So we're hoping just to continue and grow every day. And hopefully the growing process will show up where we're going to have a winning record come next week. So, you know, with that said, I mean, it's as boring as it is, it's one day at a time.
With Dallas having the top-ranked offense in the league right now, I mean, what is it about them when you look at them on film that makes them versatile on the field, and, you know, some of the things that stand out in your mind when you look at them?
Well, Tony does a good job of, you know, kind of improvising. And what he does on the field is basically what you can't practice against. When you're running around kind of making plays on a run, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to, you know, fumble the ball 30 yards and return it for 40 yards, but 3-yard gain for a first down, you know, which he did. So, you know, he's a big threat when he has the ball in his hands. He has great receivers and a great running back, and I already mentioned their big offensive line. You know, it's a big group up there. So, with all that said, I mean, I'm not surprised that they're number one.
Are there things you notice each time you look at them that are new? Like every time he looks at them, there's more things that he realizes that are dangerous about that team.
It is, because, I mean, what they do, a lot of the things when he gets in trouble, you just don't put on paper. It's not part of the playbook. You know, and he has great athletes that can read. And when I said that they have a great rapport, they do. They see the quarterback running around back there. They know that they can break the routes off and find a vacant spot in a zone and make a big play out of it. So, when you watch film, you can see that these guys, number one, they're playmakers, and they're great football players.
Well, the trick to be trying to keep Tony in the pocket as opposed to flushing him out?
Well, you know, if you could try to keep him in the pocket, that'd be good. It would be good. But, you know, our game plan has never changed. Just disrupting his rhythm with his receivers is going to be a key factor.
How much do you enjoy the sort of the three-man rotation inside with you, Teddy and Dallas? How much does that help you maybe having two other guys to play with?
Well, you know, if you look at it, it's working very well for us. And, you know, what the culture here is to make sure that everyone's fresh. Yeah, and they do a great job of doing that. And, you know, with the three-headed middle linebacker core that we have, it's been, number one, working, but more importantly, it's keeping us, you know, in shape and ready for the next game.
Do you feel better maybe at this time of the year? I know it's pretty early in the year, but do you feel physically fresher than you had it the other years?
You can say that. You can say that. But, you know, the game of football, you never play healthy. We're not healthy. We're not healthy in any means in terms of, you know, not having any injuries or little nicks here and there. But, you know, you do as much as you can and go out there whenever you have the opportunity to make a play and add to the success of the team.
Do you think pass coverage is an underrated part of your game? I mean, last year I remember the Buffalo game, Bill pointed out that you had a tight end down the seam on a play. I think it's a tight sack, the safety that won the game. Do you think that, and then you have two interceptions last week, do you think that's a part of your game?
Well, if you would have told me 18 years ago that 18 years later I was going to be, you know, a subcontractor in the sub packages, I would think you're crazy. But that's where I am, and that's my role. So, you know, I'm happy with that. You know, it's been working very well.
Have you almost had to reinvent yourself in that respect?
I had to go back in the library. I had to go back in the library and check out a couple of books like 10 years ago, and yeah, it's working well right now.